Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about an extended application deadline for a grant for the military. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Yes, I'm delighted to announce that the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs has extended a grant application deadline for up to $750,000 in competitive grants from funds appropriated for veterans outreach and shall be used for programs providing treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder and co-occurring disorders such as substance abuse for veterans. And we have a lot of veterans groups here in the three-county area, and I just wanted to heighten the awareness a little bit about this grant application that's open and extended until next Friday, February 27th, is the closing of the deadline. Organizations that are eligible to apply for grants are veteran service organizations, statewide charitable organizations that serve Pennsylvania veterans, and the grant funds must be used for programs and services that benefit specifically Pennsylvania veterans. Documentation supporting the organization's mission, charter, bylaws to serve Pennsylvania veterans must be submitted with the grant application. The funding anticipates awarding multiple grants not to exceed a total of $750,000 and leveraging grant funding by pledging cash, matching funds, or in-kind assistance is encouraged but not required. The funding priorities for this grant are veterans initiatives focused on post-traumatic stress syndrome disorders and co-occurring disorders such as substance abuse. So any organizations out there listening that may be able to help our veterans and get some funding to do so are encouraged to apply to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs by the deadline of next Friday. And if anyone needs to have an email address or additional information on how to do that, please contact my office here in Wellsboro, 74 Main Street, Tioga County.
And Representative Baker, let's take a look ahead at what is going on in the House next week, a full week of legislative session. Talk to us about the agenda.
Yes, we're called into session. We could be in session for 4 days next week, possibly five. We have a lot of issues to discuss. My bill's actually coming up for a vote. I have a press conference scheduled. This has to do with hepatitis C screening. This is a very important issue for veterans and baby boomers in particular. Hepatitis C is the most common blood-borne disease in the United States. It's the leading cause of liver cancer and liver transplantation. Pennsylvania, unfortunately, has one of the highest rates of hepatitis C in the nation, and even the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention released guidelines recommending anyone born between 1945 through 1965 get tested for hepatitis C. And according to the CDC, 75% of those who have this infectious virus do not know it. My legislation will require individuals born between 1945 and 1965 to be offered the testing. It doesn't mandate the testing. And it's very, very important to have this diagnosed as soon as possible because now there's medicine to actually cure hepatitis C. And unfortunately, during the Vietnam War era, there were many mass vaccinations for veterans. They just lined up and people were vaccinated en masse. There was much contamination that way. And so, unfortunately, some of those folks have it. There were certain blood test screenings that were not prevalent during that era. And so there are a lot of folks that are at risk, the baby boomers in particular, between 1945 and 1965, as well as people of color, are also very, very susceptible to hepatitis C. So this is a diagnostic preventive measure that hopefully will save lives and costs going forward here in Pennsylvania if we can get this passed. It did pass last year unanimously in the House of Representatives, but the Senate did not take the bill up. Hopefully this year we can get this done.
Representative Baker, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker.